And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Trump administration leads off the news today as they continue to dismantle the Biden-era abortion infrastructure. HHS has rescinded guidance that pressured nearly 60,000 pharmacies to stock abortion drugs for federally funded patients, a policy critics call a clear violation of conscious rights and the Hyde Amendment. The Alliance Defending Freedom thanked the administration for eliminating the remnants of this Biden-era abortion mandate. Pharmacies can now follow their own professional judgment without federal coercion. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood quietly dismissed its lawsuit challenging the funding provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act after appeals courts ruled against them. The nation's largest abortion business reports about 50 locations have closed since Medicaid restrictions took effect. Turns out when you stop forcing taxpayers to fund something, it becomes less viable. South of the border, Costa Rica elected Laura Fernandez in a first-round landslide, and she's not mincing her words about abortion. She said abortion is nothing more than murder. And she's defending tougher penalties, including 4 to 6 years in prison. Fernandez vowed to continue advancing policies protecting life from conception. Pretty refreshing to see a leader willing to say plainly what science and scripture both confirm. Canada's government is now seeking new powers to cut citizens off from the internet without a warrant. Bill C-8 would allow the industry minister to order providers to pull service to anyone the government designates, with victims only able to seek judicial review after the fact. Industry Minister Melody Jolly defended the measure by citing the hostile actors and a chaotic world, but one conservative MP reminded her that the courts just ruled the Trudeau government's use of the Emergency Act against Freedom Convoy protesters was illegal, saying, quote, "Why should Canadians trust you with these extraordinary powers given your government's record?" And speaking of the troubling trajectory of Canada, a man in his 60s with cerebral palsy was euthanized under the MAID program, not because he was dying, but because he was lonely. Canada's euthanasia program has expanded 13-fold since 2016 and now grows faster than any in the world. Bill and Hillary Clinton have reversed course and agreed to testify before a House Oversight Committee investigating Jeffrey Epstein, right as lawmakers prepared to vote on contempt charges. No word on when they plan to appear. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.